For the human being, always the rahmah, the mercy of Allah descends. And what benefits and mercies and blessings of Allah should we recall and be grateful for? Every single hair on our body, everything around us, within us, is a blessing and mercy of Allah. We cannot count the number of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas, His favors and His mercies. But the greatest ni'mah of Allah, the greatest favor and gift of Allah, the biggest gift of Allah is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His servants, to those who have iman, who have belief, He gives such an opportunity, such events, times, Allah ta'ala gives chances within which that Allah Ta'ala's rewards are raining down. Allah Ta'ala's mercies are raining down. And on top of that, due to Allah's rahmah and mercy, Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah Ta'ala desires that those people who are benefiting, that Allah Ta'ala forgives them, does their bakhshish. These opportunities, these chances, this time, this is the greatest ni'mah of Allah. The biggest ni'mah of Allah. Me, myself, and you, all. And all those people in the world who at this moment in time who are listening. Can anyone give a guarantee that his life will live for such a long length of time, or he will stay alive for so long, or he has so many breaths left in life? Nobody can give the guarantee. Nobody. And after death, what time will come? What will confront us? Can a human being say what will happen to him after death? And we hear this all our lives from the respected ulama, the scholars. That time, now and to come, my friends, that will not pass. The time after death will not pass. It is permanent. It is forever, eternal, daimi. Eternal, forever and ever. The time after death, grave beyond, is forever. And to be protected from the severity of that time, to take us out of the challenge of that time, Allah Ta'ala gives such opportunities like today, like tonight. Allah Ta'ala knows that this man, his time is very close. And I've observed this in my life. I've seen this. The person didn't know, or he doesn't know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him to such a majlis, a gathering, an opportunity where he is forgiven at that time. Subhanallah. And after some days you hear the news that that person's died. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And that who is clean? We are all sat with sins attached to us from top to bottom. We have sin upon sin. Allah is Rabb. He knows us. He knows us. He knows what we are. So what I'm trying to say is that when Allah Ta'ala has given us this ni'mah, like today Allah has given us this ni'mah, this is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great hajoom. And this ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given, it's not a majlis, it's not a function, it's not a gathering. We haven't come here to listen to naats, nasheeds. We don't know who comes from so far on a journey. How the person comes from London, Glasgow, from here, from there. And people are on holiday, and we have families, people are enjoying themselves and doing all sorts of activities. Who's got time? Who goes on a journey to such a place on a day off like this? Who's got time? This is Allah who's allowed this. This is Allah's karam, His mercy, I swear by Allah, it's Allah's fadl that has brought us here. We don't understand this. That to change the hearts is Allah Ta'ala's responsibility. To create dislike for all other things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us go on to a journey, forced us to travel and brought us and sat us down. And this majma', this gathering is what? The hadith and Quran can only explain, my friends. Insan, the human being, if we take the human being, he is an ajib, a unique form of creation that Allah has created. There are many forms of makhluqat, many things Allah has created, beautiful forms of creation. Allah, if we look around the world and observe, all the khalaq, the creation of Allah is ajib, a beautiful, unique, different forms of creation. But Allah Ta'ala says that all the makhluk I've created, the afdal, the greatest form of creation, is us human beings. There's a unique factor inside the human being, an ajeeb unique factor that no other form of creation possesses or has. And that such a factor and such a thing that Allah Ta'ala has made the human being, such a form of creation, the ajeeb, unique safat qualities Allah Ta'ala has given to the human being. Characteristics and qualities. And one quality of the human being, one characteristic, if you see closely, observe, analyze, is the first and foremost, when Allah Ta'ala, when He creates a quality, an attribute, a characteristic in the human being, then Allah Ta'ala has also explained how to observe that quality or carry it out. The biggest quality or the most vivid characteristics that we all have desires. Every human being has desires within. There's no man who doesn't have desires, wants, needs. And the desires Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also has prepared to fulfill our desires in the world. For example, you're hungry, or we get hungry, we get thirsty, etc., etc. Thousands of desires. And every desire, need and want, Allah Ta'ala has given a means to fulfill that. To fulfill that. Hunger, let's take hunger for example. If there's a child, and he's just come into the world, and he has hunger, and Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how He is prepared for the hunger of the baby, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that same woman who gave birth to the child who's just been born, the woman, the mother becomes the dasturkhwan, the food, source, mat for the child, for the baby. Look at Allah's power and the nature that Allah Ta'ala has created. There's such a link between the baby and the mother that the baby just cries, just one tune, one melody. And from that tune, mother understands, oh, why is my child crying? Why is my child crying? And the mother knows, oh, he's crying because he wants to urinate, or he's got a stomachache. Different tones. Oh, he's got this now, or this problem. He cries, but the mother knows as well that now he's hungry. The child is hungry. And then she gives the food. Allah Ta'ala has prepared. Connection, the love between the mother and the child. And that mother, within the mother, Allah Ta'ala has instilled such an element, and that's something that we cannot imagine. And that's what Allah Ta'ala utilizes to rear up the child. And Allah Ta'ala fulfills that hunger of the child. What is that? How? Allah Ta'ala, within the mother, has created motherhood. Motherhood and love. Love. And that child and the mother has so much love for the child, so much love that when the child is hungry and cries, then the mother's motherhood, the mamta, the love goes to the highest extreme that her blood, it changes into milk. Subhanallah. This is the transformation of the blood into milk. Why? Due to the love of the mother. The love of the mother reaches to heights, to peaks, and the blood becomes milk to nourish the child, and the child is nourished with the milk and fed. Subhanallah. So here, if we think now, that a mother, her love is so strong and effective that her blood becomes milk. If me and you, if we loved Allah, then what would we become? If we loved Allah, think for a moment. Think. Subhanallah. That millions and billions of mothers' loves put together, Allah's love is greater than that. Subhanallah. So it's obvious, if we have so much love for Allah, just like a mother, her blood becomes milk. So if the man has love for Allah, which we should have, then imagine what our status would be, what our level would be, what our maqam would be. So in the same way, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is a bodily desire that Allah Ta'ala fulfills of the child. So when Allah gives iman to a human being, and iman, belief, comes into a person, then the desires of iman are also created. Yes? And those desires of belief, the greatest desire that Allah Ta'ala has put into the human being, which every human being, old, young, youthful, sinful, a good person, doesn't matter what situation that person's in, he's low, sinful, the worst of people, even inside that person he has this desire. Why? Because the proof of iman is that he has this desire, that I want to become the beloved of Allah. I want to become the beloved of Allah. This is inside everybody. Every man has this desire. Every human being who has iman has this desire. But some poor souls who don't do amal, who don't practice, who are weak, and they cannot practice, then they don't make this apparent. They don't show this. But in their hearts, totally, 100%, they also have this desire. Totally, that Allah Ta'ala, I want to become your beloved. I also want to become good. I want to become close to you. Everyone has this desire. This whole desire is within everybody. This good desire. So now, if Allah Ta'ala has prepared the solution for all desires worldly, then has Allah Ta'ala not created the resource to fulfill this good desire of man? Of course, tell me. Allah will have, isn't it? That Allah, to become Allah's beloved. If Allah has made a desire within us that we want to be close to Allah, then has Allah not prepared the solution? If we've got the stomach desire, then will Allah Ta'ala not have prepared the spiritual solution for us? All of us have this desire, don't we, my brothers? Do we have this? Then today here, what's the solution that Allah Ta'ala has given? Alhamdulillah. Allah has given us that. This is the objective of us coming and sitting down. I haven't come in to see you, you haven't come in to see me. Rather, we are all gathered and we're all looking towards Allah. Subhanallah. There's no other objective. As I said, this is the reward of this majlis. Something we need to take from here. We need to take from this gathering. This is not a gathering we leave empty-handed. We need to take the treasures and the jewels of the akhirah from here. Remember this. Remember this. Three things we need to take from this gathering. Every single ni'mah Allah Ta'ala will ask us on the Day of Judgment. He will do hisab. Not me, I haven't come here myself, you haven't come from here. We could have been stopping thousands of people have made programs to come. Allah Ta'ala didn't let them come. Remember this. This ni'mah we will be asked, my friends, that I sent you there. You gathered. And what did you take from my ni'mah? Why did you waste your time? What did you learn? Three things we have come to collect. We have to take them from this gathering. Otherwise the hisab will be very severe. Allah, Rasul, Subhanallah. And the third thing? Allah's pleasure, Subhanallah, Allah's rada. Three things we will attain today from this majlis, Alhamdulillah. Allah's ahkams, do amal on the action. Rasulullah ﷺ sunnah, amal on this. And to become the beloved of Allah, to do amal to become beloved of Allah. Three things. These three things we need to take from here, from this gathering. Three objectives. Yes, don't make this gathering a waste of our time and life. So Allah, He created the desire in our hearts that we want to become Allah's beloved. Everyone here has this gathering, has this desire. How should we become Allah's beloved? What did Allah Ta'ala prepare as the solution for this desire? What is that will make us beloved to Allah? Allah, wallah, if I see here, it looks like you're already beloved of Allah. And the shaitan doesn't let us believe this, does he? But at this moment in time, the situation of this gathering is that every man is already the beloved of Allah in this gathering. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala didn't send you for nothing. Allah gives. Allah gives. He calls, invites, and He gives. Allah's given. Allah has given us, we all. Allah Ta'ala has made us His beloved already. Allah has announced already that these are all my friends. All of them. Allah Ta'ala has announced about everyone in this gathering. How? How did Allah do this? Subhanallah. There's a hadith, sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim, that there was a person and he went on a journey. He started from his village, his locality, and he was going on a journey to another place. And then Allah Ta'ala put an angel behind him, after him. Angel was given the task. And the angel was in the form of a human being. He went with him and behind him on the journey. And then they met each other. They crossed each other's path on the journey. He said, "Where are you going, old man?" And he replied, "I am going to another place, another destination. There's a person I'm going to visit him. For the sake of Allah, I want to go and meet that person. I have love for that person. So I'm going to meet that person for the sake of Allah." That's the answer he gave. That's the answer. "Why have you come, brothers? Why have you come? Have you come for some job?" Task the angel said, "Is it?" Then he clarified it more. He wanted to clarify it. He said, no. But you've got some job, some task there, something. Do you know him? Is he your relative, some business transaction, this and that?" He said, no, I have no job, no task there. Sahih Muslim hadith. He said, "I just have love for him for the sake of Allah, Subhanallah. For the sake of Allah, I have love for him. And I want to travel to do his ziyarah, to see him for the sake of Allah. When I see him for the sake of Allah, obviously, then there will be some benefit, won't there?" So the angel said, "Okay, then listen. That you see this human being, you looking at me, I'm not a human being, I'm an angel. And Allah Ta'ala has sent me to deliver you a message." The man's shocked. Surprised. "I'm an angel, Allah sent me to you with a message for you. I've come to you with a message. Listen to the message." Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala stated that this servant of mine, tell him that just like you have embarked on a journey to go and visit that man for the sake of my love, then I, Rabb, your Lord, tell you that I also make you my beloved. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I make you my beloved, my mahbub. Sahih Muslim hadith, ulama ikram, respected scholars are here. So are you not Allah's beloved already? That, have you any other objective? Put your hands up if you've got some other objective for coming here. Do you come here to sell stock? Did you come here to do business? Did you come here to run your shop? Don't look at the sins. Look at Allah's rahmah, mercy. Allah's mercy. It's sad to say we look ourselves, I'm this, I didn't do this and that. Don't look at the sins. Don't follow Allah's promise that I will give you such a gathering. Did Ramadan not come? It came, didn't it? What rahmah's mercy, bakshish, forgiveness Allah gave. Did Jummah not come every week? The times of Jummah, is that not forgiveness? Yes. The morning time, does it not come every day? There's forgiveness all the time, many times have come. But this, Allah has given open announcement, not just forgiveness. First, I tell you the benefit of this much is rather what? Allah says, that I've made you all my beloved. Allah Ta'ala says, my beloved. Subhanallah. That there should be not a question of doubt in this fact. But it's sad to say that on opportunities like this, when we get these things, Allah gives us these things, then we, what do we do? We don't protect those things. Just now, we get Ramadan. Allah gave us such great rewards, Laylatul Qadr and days and moments in Ramadan. We all were included in them, but as soon as Ramadan went, we wasted all of that and repeated the sins after Ramadan. So this is the biggest act of ungratefulness. Allah has announced that you are going to Jannah. You'll get paradise. So if I made you my beloved, then what is the place of the beloveds? What? Look. We, normal human beings, we do a dua that Allah, give me Jannah, give me paradise. And for the beloveds, Jannah, praise Allah, when will your beloveds come to me? Subhanallah. This is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jannah states, Allah mushtaq, I'm waiting, Allah, when will my inhabitants come? When will Salman come, Ali, when will Amir, when will all the mahbubs of yours, Allah, your beloveds, when will they come? I'm waiting for them. Such a great human being you've become. Promise to Allah, come, let's promise to Allah that we will not waste this label we've been given. Have you got yaqeen on this hadith? Do you believe in this hadith? Do you believe on this fact? This Sahih Muslim hadith, I've told you, I swear by Allah that Allah Ta'ala selected us. Allah has made us His beloveds. Subhanallah. Allah said Himself, don't look at your sins. I forgive in such a way. Subhanallah. So let's correct ourselves for the rest of our lives. Let's follow Allah's ahkams, His orders, take hold of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let's seek the path for Allah's pleasure. Three things. Let's change the direction of our life from today. Let's start our journey from today with tawbah, repentance. Subhanallah. Just one thing is left now, that before we depart from this majlis, whoever's here, whoever Allah Ta'ala has called, on whatever situation and level you are, first thing you have to do, tawbah. This is your karam, my Mawla, my Lord, that I don't know about the breath of my life. You give me a great opportunity that you've made me your mahbub, your beloved. There will be the plane of resurrection. And there will be the severe scenes of the day of judgment. The dark scenes, the severity, what will be our hal, our condition at that time. We hear, we read about these events, that the most severe and fearful day will be the day of judgment. Such a day that all the prophets, the anbiya, they will say, Rabbi, Allah save us, Allah save us, Allah save us with your fadl, your rahmah, your mercy. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, what will he feel? That he will fall down to his knees. And there will be no clothes on the bodies, and the hair will be, there will be sweat, and it will be intense darkness. Nobody will recognize nobody else. No one will listen to nobody on that day. Such a severe day. Unlimited time. There will be no time, no hours. Very quickly this time has come that those people in the graves, go and ask those people in the graves, they have reached that destination. Those people, don't wait for becoming ill. Don't wait to become old. Wait to reach there. Don't look at your beards or become white and grey. No. Prepare now to reach there. From this majlis today, value this majlis, this gathering. Value the time to come. Allah has given us a chance. I swear by Allah. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do true tawbah and leave this gathering. And do collective tawbah. We'll do collective tawbah, all of us, inshallah. Collective repentance. Don't be scared of promising. Why? Because promise, we are weak. Human beings, we will promise, Allah will fulfill the promise. Allah will fulfill the promise. Shaitan makes us scared. When Allah's door of mercy opens, look, clearly, the door is open, Allah's door of mercy is open, subhanAllah. then don't sit there and cry over your sins. Don't do anything else. Look, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy says that even if your sins fill up the gap between the heavens and the earth, come and ask for forgiveness. I will finish all, wipe away all of your sins. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Your journey, this manat, this struggle, the effort, this spending time, your efforts, don't waste this time and opportunity. I swear by Allah, don't waste this time. Do tawbah, repent in the presence of Allah and depart from this majlis. Do tawbah first in this majlis. We repent to Allah first in this majlis. We'll promise Allah, we'll never leave salah. Allah will promise, Allah, why should we leave your salah? You have made us your beloveds. How can we leave your salah? Should we reject your salah? That person who doesn't pray after today, after becoming Allah's beloved, tell me, then how will we show our faces to Allah on the day of judgment? Allah says, I've given you a great maqam. Without you knowing, I sent you here, I prepared you to come here, I put my love into your hearts, and I could have diverted you, stopped you, could have made your child ill, your wife ill. No! I delivered all of you here, where my rahmah is raining down. And you've come empty-handed to me, Allah says. I told you before that there's no objective of this majlis but this. This is a gathering of Allah's rahmah. The angels have descended. So many angels, I swear by Allah. They're waiting with the paper and pencil. If a person says from his heart, Allah forgive me, straight away they'll record and Allah will forgive. So do we do tawbah, brothers? Do we repent? True tawbah, true repentance, solid repentance. Don't be scared of promising. Shaitan makes us scared. Say, Allah, we are doing tawbah. We will repent totally and stand up from it. We'll pray salah. We won't commit sins. We'll do amal totally in the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. And we will seek the path to your radha, your pleasure. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Look at this. This hadith, another hadith I'd like to mention to you. And this will be the severe time and conditions on the day of judgment, Qiyamah. And people of the world will be in a severe condition. The Anbiya will say, what have we got? Then from Allah will come the announcement. And such an announcement will come from Allah. Where are those people? Where are those people? Subhanallah. Allah is searching at that time. Allah is calling those people, select group. Where are those people? Where are those people? Who, due to me, they used to love another person. Have you loved anyone for Allah's sake ever? Have you? Love somebody, love people, and have such love. We love the dunya today. Has the dunya given you anything to today? Has the dunya given you anything? I swear by Allah, dunya makes us lose, and it will throw us into the grave. Chuck us into the grave. Love somebody, true love from the depth of your heart, and solely for the sake of Allah, become Allah's and assign yourself to someone. And become fana in Allah's zat. And wipe away yourself. Wipe away your ego. And this is all false love in the dunya that we run after. First. So what was Allah's call? Those people who loved one of my servants in the world. Where are those people? Where are those people who used to travel to see my walid, my friend? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Who is calling? Allah on the day of judgment is calling. This hadith, ulama ikram, the respectable scholars are saying, where are those people who loved me, who loved my servant, my friend in the world due to me, who traveled to do his ziyarat, to see him? Where are those people who went and attended the majlis of my friend, the gathering? Subhanallah. Where are those people who listened to the nasiha of a person who is a friend of mine? Where are those people who for the sake of Allah spent their money and time? Subhanallah, look at this. This is Allah calling out. The words of Allah reverberating. So there will be some people who did these actions. Subhanallah. And in that severe, dark night, day of judgment, Allah's call will come. And those people who did these actions in the dunya, Allah will say, and Allah will say that before you did those actions, I allowed these actions to come into their hearts and minds. So have they not come to you today? These 70 years, 80 years old, 50 years old, or 25 years old, 20, or a young child sitting down, 7 years old, they've come. They have this message, is Allah's karam. Whichever age he delivers the message, this child who sat here, 5 years old, he's come with his father. He has picked this point, I swear by Allah. If he's picked this point and he's steadfast on Islam, what has he become? Tell me, what has he become? So, those children who have come, they are special attention of Allah is on them, that their mother and father straightway understand that my children, Allah called them, that this message came into their ears. It's necessary for me to do their tarbiyah and save them. Save them. Because Allah Ta'ala selected them, my children, from an early age. That there will be 70-year-old men, hey, I swear by Allah, they will have not heard these words. They will have not got this majma in their lives. They don't even know about the love for the sake of Allah. They will have never gone to do ziyarah of a friend of Allah. They will have never spent their money. They will have never listened to the nasiha. 70-80-year-old men are sitting here as well. They don't know anything better before today. And a child today, 5 years, 8 years old, is listening. Selection of God, Allah, whoever He wants, He selects. That's Allah says, it's my rahmah, my mercy, He chooses whoever it wants. This is a majma am. It's not majma am. This is a special majma. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand my words? This is not a taqreer speech. This is me. I'm putting my sadness in front of you. That Allah says, listen and do amal on what you are listening to. Subhanallah. That Allah says, these words, they come out without any preparation. I have not prepared for today. They come out with the will of Allah. I have requested Allah. You have created this majma. You have created this gathering and you assigned me the responsibility. I am the worst and the most worst out of everyone in this gathering. What's happening? What can I say to these people who are coming, your guests? That I have gone, I have passed my time, how can I speak to them? And what shall I say to them? Allah gave me encouragement that you will also be corrected and they will be corrected as well. Subhanallah. So listen to what I'm saying. I should listen and you should listen. We should all accept. That when this announcement is made, then what will Allah Ta'ala say at that maqam? If today we listen, what will Allah Ta'ala say? That Allah will say in that gathering on the day of judgment, that after calling these people, Allah will say that people, I have made you my beloved. Allah Ta'ala says, I have made you my beloved and my muhabbat, my love has become wajib on you, compulsory on you. Allah says, in the world I gave you an announcement, just like you travel to come to this gathering to remember Allah, and on the day of judgment this same call will come. So is Qiyamah far from us? Malik Sahib is sitting, we were friends, he had a black beard and he used to do, before today, 30, 40 years ago. He also used to work in an office, I had a shop there, Malik Sahib, as-salam, and I didn't even recognize him. MashaAllah, this is Malik Sahib. So what happens to a person? Yeah, Bilal is his son, in front of me he was born, and all things I told him, he sat here, he's young, he's married. So with such speed, the reel of life, it flows. That person, people don't recognize each other so quickly and fast and with speed. Allah Ta'ala changes the times. That same person, he says, I'm the same person like when I was born. So much time I've got left in life. So many things to do. These majalis coming here. This is the fadl and karam of Allah. That we should pull ourselves together. What am I? I'm nothing. Maut is close to me. Death is close to me. And the time I've wasted my life, I need to stop wasting life. And my time, my friends, we need to say this to each other. So now what we need to see is such a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That in the world, Allah Ta'ala said that you are my mahbubeen, my beloved. What a great, great fact. Now look at this point. That we come with this sort of trick and game that I love Allah Ta'ala so much. We have this thought. Everyone has love for Allah. Allah is Rabb. Why won't we love Allah? Everyone loves Allah. But this is not the achievement. That me and you, we love Allah. This is not, the achievement should be this, that Allah loves us. This is the achievement. This is the achievement that Allah, Rabb Himself says, you are my beloved, you are my beloved, you are my beloved. And this is what we need to recognize. This is the status. This is our, real situation. What we need to attain as an objective is that Allah Himself says to us that we are His beloved. Not difficult. I've told you the methodology and what things that I say, the three factors that we need to love somebody for the sake of Allah. Alhamdulillah. This will give us this conclusion. So brothers, these hadith, that when the love for the sake of Allah is created and performed, if you love somebody for the sake of Allah, Allah gives a great reward, then there must be a reason or an objective to have this love for the sake of Allah. That two people have love for each other, there must be one reason, a natural understanding between each other. And if our minds and our intellects are not compatible, our thinking, understanding is not compatible, then we cannot progress a friendship. If our taste is compatible, then friendship will come about and it will continue and become love. Is this not the case? Is this not the way of friendship in the world? So if your desires are different, his desires are different, will there be friendship? You won't even say salam to each other. If you're not compatible, if you don't have the right same desires, common desires, when your desires and tastes and wants are common, you have friendship. Come brother, let's travel. I'm going there, you come with me as well. What do you say? Okay, I'll also do this. Come on, let's go. And you become friends. And then with friendship becomes love. So this is also friendship for the sake of Allah. Allah says to create this in your hearts, what should you do? That we need to develop that taste and that flavor that that person who we want to become friends with, whatever he has within, we should bring within us. These are points I'm telling you, that how a person, he ascends the steps to the friendship of Allah. So when the taste and the flavor of that person you want to become friends with, if he has those things, those factors, those elements, you bring them into your life, then you'll become friends. So those actions that that person has done, that Allah's made him a high level person, that you are doing his ziyarah, you're going to see him, you love him, and if you sit with him, that Allah makes you his beloved, then what do you need to do? So how did that person become close to Allah? What was his taste? What's his flavor? What's his action? What does he do that Allah's given him a high maqam? Think. If a person, just by seeing a person, you get Allah's love and Allah makes you his beloved, then what will that person be himself? Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Tell me. Allah's glory. Look at Allah's glory. So what do we need to see? Then what does this man do? This man we're going to see. We want to love him. We want to become like him. Because Allah is his friend. So then if what does he do so that we also copy him, so that we can bring the taste and the flavor and the love of Allah into our hearts? So what does he do? Come, let's go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the amal that the beloved of Allah does that has made him so high that by watching him, seeing him, you become yourself the friend of Allah? So it's stated that he does that amal that Allah Ta'ala says is the greatest deed, beloved to Allah, most beloved to Allah. Subhanallah. The most beloved deed for Allah, that Allah Ta'ala loves, most beloved to Allah, the greatest amal. What is that deed? In the hadith it's stated, Rasulullah SAW said, the most beloved deed that Allah Ta'ala loves, Habbul Amalihi Ahlullah. What is that? لِسَانِكَ رُتْبًا ذِكَرَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the hint, directed us, the most beloved deed for Allah is what? Is that his servant, his tongue is always busy and moist with the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. If this man attains this, that friend of Allah's, he's got this amal, he's got the action, that every moment he remembers Allah, dhikran kathir, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila, do dhikr, he does dhikr in abundance, morning he does dhikr, evening he does dhikr, when he goes to sleep he does dhikr, alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyama wa qudan wa ala junubihim. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That he has made this his occupation, pastime, when he's made this his career, objective, then this is the most beloved amal deed for Allah. So Allah has made him his beloved. And Allah has made him such his beloved, great beloved, that whoever goes to see him in the earth, whoever sees him, Allah makes that person also his beloved. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. A door's open, hasn't it, my friends? Or has the path not opened? It has opened. Indeed. And it's up to us. It's up to us. If I told you about shops, you'd be ready. Yeah. Is this how you buy the shop? Okay, let's sign the contract. Is this how you get the business? Think about what I'm saying. What a great maqam Allah Ta'ala has given. Great deed, great status. No negligence, no laziness, no forgetting, no fake actions. May Allah make us genuine, genuine, pure khalis running after this objective. Pure khalis. This is such a great deed that a person is performing, that he becomes the beloved of Allah, that if you go to the beloveds of Allah, for the sake of Allah, you become beloved yourself. This is how great the deed is, dhikr of Allah. The Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions of radiallahu anhu were present. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated this hadith, narrated in Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He narrated this hadith. It's recorded in Fazail Imal Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, rahmatullahi. He also narrated this hadith. And Rasulullah sallam addressed his noble companions radiallahu anhu. And he said, shall I tell you from all of the deeds, the khair amal? Shall I not tell you the deed, the best of all deeds from all of your deeds and actions and practices? This is a hadith to listen to. Listen carefully. The best deed, the most best of deeds, the greatest of deeds, khairul amal. The best of deeds. Yani that amal, that action, which has khair upon khair upon khair, goodness upon goodness upon goodness. And the greatest goodness in this deed is that it takes you close to Allah. That salah, because there are different types of salah, and they're bopping up and down, looking, leaving, running away, praying quickly, thinking, X, Y, Z, what did I read, what did I not read, forgetting, running around. And there's that salah, which is the salah of khair, good salah, concentration, focus, you do sujood, prostrate, and you get to Allah. It's mi'raj. Salah is mi'raj for the mu'min. So this khair, the goodness from all the deeds, Rasulullah is saying, the best of deeds, that amal, which will make you meet and get close to Allah. Shall I not tell you, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then he said again, shall I not tell you that deed? Subhanallah, askakum. which is the purest of deeds in Allah's sight, which is close in the sight of Allah, the most pak, the purest of deeds. Which deed is the most pak, pure? Tell me. We have no guarantee the deeds we do, is there any ikhlas in them? Are we sincere? We make up with pride. But this is such a deed that Rasulullah is prescribing, the 100% is full of ikhlas. So it gets us close to Allah. Number two, it's got ikhlas. The first quality of this deed is most definitely it takes us close to Allah. Second quality is that it's full of ikhlas. The question doesn't arise, the person's showing off when he does this deed. Shouldn't even think when he does this amal that he's doing riyah. No riyah in this amal. No showing off, gathering, isolation, individually sitting, standing, tasbih, people are watching, doing, saying it loudly, softly, quietly. Allah says, I accept this deed, it can never be showing off. Never. Salah can become riyah, hajj, umrah, showing off pride. All of these ibadat will be rejected in the hereafter. But Rasulullah is guaranteeing that amal I'm about to tell you, the action I'm about to tell you, the greatest quality of this deed is that when this deed will be presented to Allah's court, Allah will accept this deed. So will we do this deed, my friends? Put your hands up if you'll do this deed, if you'll practice this amal. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You understanding what I'm saying? That's why I'm asking you. Then Rasulullah said, Subhanallah, His mercy was aroused, rahmatul lil alameen, great prescriptions He gave to the ummah. And no difficult deed did He tell us to do. So I'll not tell you a deed. First one, gets us close to Allah. Second, most pure in the sight of Allah. And so first was khair upon khair. Secondly, purest from the deeds. And third, it will elevate your status to the highest. Third factor, Allahu Akbar, darajat. Your status will be increased, not from 1, 2, 3 houses, 4 houses. These are temporary dust and soil. Not this. Rasulullah said, that time when you were going to paradise, and everyone will go to their levels. He prayed, this much salah he did, hajj he did this, he will get levels of Jannah. But anyone who does this deed, the best of deeds, his level will be so high, he won't just go and stay in one place in paradise, he will go to the highest, to the radha, the station of Allah's radha, the highest maqam. This amal will take the person to the highest of stations in paradise. From this maqam to this maqam, Jannah will change, increase, 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 and he'll eventually reach where? To radai ilahi, the pleasure of Allah. What is that place? Where you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Vision. Visibly say subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we are getting this promise, this wealth is being earned today. My friends, it's come to your home, subhanallah. In your homes. Fourth factor. Fourth reward of this deed. That you, if you do this deed, if you spent gold, silver in the path of Allah, this deed is greater than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah. So, subhanallah, this amal has gone even beyond that. And greater than what? Subhanallah. Greater than what? That you are on the right and you are clashing with those who are against you. Allah says, this deed is even greater than that. Say subhanallah. So mashallah, the sahaba, they were sabir. They weren't animals like us who listened and just left. So will a person who's sincere, can he leave this gathering empty-handed? No. So if he does, then he's summun bukumun umyun. My friends, we are sitting here, I say clearly, whatever career or path of the deen we're following, after hearing this hadith, today from this masjid, nobody should depart until he takes this amal. Otherwise, he will be the biggest loser in the world. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, Talha, the Sahaba, they shrieked out, they were shocked, surprised. Ya Rasulullah SAW, qala bala, please tell us, we are ready, what amal are you telling us? What are you about to prescribe to us? And in their side, they didn't think this was a small amal. They knew that whatever Rasulullah gives, it will split us under the skies and the oceans. We are waiting, what is this gift? What is this deed? They weren't seeking ease. Like just today, shown a bit of courage, determination. I've come from Bolton. Or you going to Bolton? I'm from London. No. Subhanallah. Coaches filled up and came. People jumped to the occasion. This is the jazba, the passion to get to Allah Ta'ala. Is anyone regretting? Tell me. Has anyone got any sadness? So many great words and lessons we're getting. Alhamdulillah, such a maqam Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah has given us. No, we have done nothing. Was this journey something? You'll forget. You'll go back, lie down 6 hours and your sleep will be fulfilled. But what are you taking from the gathering? Nobody will leave empty handed. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, shall I tell you? And the sahaba, they screamed out, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us. May our mother and father be assigned to you. Please, what is the deed? Rasulullah gave the easiest deed, dhikr Allah. Allah's remembrance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dhikr Allah is the deed. How should we do this? What time? How many times shall I do this? Do I have to do wudu before? Which prayer mat shall I sit on? Which masjid do I have to go to? That will get so many rewards. There must be a special place and time that we have to do this action. Can't be that easy, can it? But the Quran say, "Alladhina yadhkuruna la qiyamahu wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim." Subhanallah. Oh my people, Allah says, this is my remembrance. This is my name is so pure that it will purify you soon as you mention it. Just recite my name, Allah says. You don't need wudu for this. You don't need a special place for this. You don't need a special masjid for this. You don't need a special maqam or status. If you come even to your shop and stand and you're speaking to your customer and you're remembering me at the same time and you die at the same time, Allah Ta'ala states clearly, I swear by Allah. Allah says, you won't just depart empty handed. Rather, the angels will raise you up with my good news and glad tidings. Subhanallah. Tell me, can we get this from doing anything else? Why are we lazy? We can't even do dhikr. Allah, it's too hard. Take a tasbih. And after taking a tasbih, then my tongue, how will I speak to the customer? Allah says, don't worry, I'll make it easier for you. You don't need to hold the tasbih and speak to the customer and do dhikr at the same time. Allah says, I'll make it easier for you and then I'll raise the reward as well. Say subhanallah. That you don't need tasbih to in your hand. Is it? Allah says you don't need to move your tongue to remember. Is it? Then how do I remember you, Allah? I don't need to move my tongue. I don't need a tasbih in my hand. Allah says totally not. Not at all. In your heart, in your body, I've created an organ. I've put an organ which is unique. It's not your qalb. It's Allah's qalb. Allah's heart. It's my heart, Allah says. That your kidney will filter your blood, your lungs and your liver will do different functions, but your heart will do only one action. Allah, Allah, Allah. That's it. That's it. Turn your heart towards Allah, foolish person. Foolish person, what have you taught your organ, the heart? There's no filtration, nothing else, Allah says. There's only one function of the heart. One sole function. That person dies who is lazy. Aswibala the dhakir, even after dying, he doesn't die. Allah says, "Bal ahyahum." Don't say that they are dead, they are alive. I swear by Allah, I'm telling you, they are alive. And Allah says, they are alive, they do not die. They are alive. Does a zakir ever die? Impossible. How can we say this? If a person is reciting Allah's name, can he die? Can he pass away? Impossible. Never does he die. "Bal ahyahum walakin la tashurun." Allah says, you don't know, I give them life. Their life, they're just transferring physically from one world to the next, but they're alive. Just a makan, a house, their place, he was lying on a mattress. Allah says, then I take him onto the mattress of paradise. There's no qabr. It's not the grave for the dhakir. It's not a grave, dark place. I change his place. They used to sleep 6, 7, 10 hours on the mattress. Now I change your place. People think he's died. He's gone in the grave. Foolish people. Is he a grave? There is the carpet of Jannah for the dhakir. Fragrances from paradise. Dreams are being fulfilled. Windows are opened and he sees the fragrances and the gardens of paradise. And Hur is saying, "Salam, you are about to become a husband. You're coming to us." And they think that if we put him into the dark grave, "Bal ahyahum walakin la tashurun." Allah says, you don't know. You have no understanding. Allah's remembrance, what is left? What do you get for remembering Allah? Remember from your heart, Allah says, go to a friend of Allah, Naqshbandi Darvesh, teacher. Go to him. If he doesn't make your heart alive, then complain, Allah says, then complain. How can it be? The Naqshbandi teacher who's got the ilm, he's got the knowledge, that if Allah gives a doctor ilm to do surgery, he's a surgeon, then if we go to the surgeon, will he not perform surgery on us? Will he not cut our nose or stomach and take the kidney out, transplant, not do a heart transplant? Go to a Naqshbandi sheikh, teacher, a swayb Allah. He will make all of your defects come out. All of them will come out from your body. Just go with the one niya sincerely, solely to a Naqshbandi sheikh. I swear by Allah, all of your defects will come out suddenly. All your maladies. He will make your heart full of noor. He will make your heart polished. He will bring your heart to that status, the way Allah Ta'ala said, that I cannot be found anywhere. But if I am found anywhere, I'll be found in the heart of the mu'min, says Allah. Subhanallah. And the teacher will make you achieve this. Why are we sat with the dead hearts in this world like animals, eating, drinking, watching TV, and going to sleep? Is this life? Fighting, quarreling with the wife, children, fighting, become mad. Is this the routine of life? I swear by Allah, think, this is worse than the life of the animals. Afzal insan, ahsan al-taqweem, Allah says. In that person's heart, Allah, he can find Allah. And he's worried and running out after the dunya. He's running after shahwat and lust and desires. Go to the darvesh, put your hand in the hand of the darvesh, I swear by Allah. Will we change and improve our lives from today? Change your lives, improve your lives. That's why I called you today, invited you. This is the reason for these gatherings. These are the reasons for these gatherings. So we improve ourselves, change ourselves for the better, make our lives better. Eating, drinking, now we eat in the morning, then we eat in the evening. If we don't eat anything, so what? Taste. The stomach doesn't ask for anything. The stomach doesn't ask for anything. You have to fill your stomach, then you can have a bun. The bun will fill the stomach. It's the tongue that asks for food. Tongue. If you put a bit of sweet on the tongue, then just consider that you've got the food, even if you don't fill the stomach. And all the taste of the barfi comes. You know, halwa. Put a halwa. Don't look at your stomach. The tongue says, have more, more, more. Put it on the tongue, just a little piece of halwa, and leave it there. And you'll feel full. Oh, I've had halwa so much. Just leave it there. Yes, have the experience. Just do it. Leave it there for a while. Everything Allah has made as a reason within a reason. So brothers, dhikr is a great action. It has a reason. It has an end point, a result. So this gathering Allah Ta'ala has made. So will we not get reward for dhikr? Of course you'll get the reward for dhikr. Of course you will. So many amal, so many rules. After so many rules we discuss, there's another reward. This hadith has Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated. These are all hadith that we're discussing. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu stated in hadith, that we ourselves heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, two sahabi say this, we heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, that when a gathering takes place, gathering, ijtama, people get together, assemble, and it's advertised, dhikr Allah on the advert, say subhanallah, subhanallah, and they see the name of Allah, and they say, where's it happening, where's dhikr, please, and people are going, how are they going? Allah Ta'ala makes that person mad, crazy. He sees the announcement, the advert. That's why we release it. We don't release adverts to make the name famous. No. So those people of their hearts, they start to get desperate. Desperate. They don't see where's it happening, what will come, where is it? They're desperate. They're remembering Allah. Then it becomes mad. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go to remember Allah. We're remembering Allah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Was this your hal or not? Tell me. Yes, mashallah, you are pious, forgiven. Do dua for me as well. Do dua for Bolton, alhamdulillah, for all of us. Do dua, pray for us and depart. What people you are? You like angels. You are the beloveds of Allah. And look further what Allah Ta'ala is saying to you. Selected people you are. Allah Ta'ala selected you. How can I put your shoes on my head? I swear by Allah. How can I put your slippers on my head? So many angels are wrapped around your slippers and shoes at this moment in time. So many rahmas you've brought. So many mercies you've come with and you leave with. Don't consider yourself minor. Allah's rahmah. Look at Allah's rahmah, mercy straight away. Rather be grateful. There's so many sins. By so many sins, Allah's given me this. That's why I have told you to stay at night. 300 people will stay in the night. All night long you'll hear the tasbihs. I should hear the tasbihs all night long. Have you brought your tasbihs with you? Have you brought them? Brothers, yes. All night long, the tasbihs in Zakaria Masjid should be used all night long until Fajr. Until Fajr. The doors will be closed. I will not let you go, inshallah. Love, what love? That have you just come here for nothing? To meet for nothing? That person loves when he has the taste. Me and you, does our taste meet? Is it compatible? Does it not meet? Is it not compatible? I cannot hear anything. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah, are you scared? No, I won't let you go. Some have sent back. Rather, those people from here, they should respect you. That such a respectful group of people have come, they'll do dhikr all night long. Subhanallah, they should come here to do your ziyarah, to see you, I swear by Allah. That in Bolton you've come with such a rahmah and mercy, subhanallah. So this is why I'm telling you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen carefully. So now, when Allah Ta'ala has prepared you, this gathering Allah Ta'ala has selected, dhikr, that for example, you could have done it somewhere else, the dhikr, you could have done the same effect. You could have sat in your mattress, same reward, somewhere else, same reward. Sat at home, same reward, in your shop, reward as well. But what rewards, specific rewards, and moreover and above that is Allah Ta'ala going to give when you come here? This reward and the enjoyment is something else. Allah says, I want to see the color and effect of this reward. Aha! Subhanallah. That my qawm, that how they remember me with love, how they don't know each other, their language is different. I was just thinking when these Nathabrim started, someone's starting Arabic or English, Punjabi, someone's reciting a different language, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is proving that every language, different language a person has, and they all sat here together. And people listen, they know Gujarati and they're listening as well, subhanallah. So subhanallah, the Gujaratis have got the reward as well. And they're understanding. So all languages are here. They've all met here. Gujaratis, they should also have their courage. You know the Gujarati Naad, isn't there Naad in Gujarati? That some Gujarati brothers should recite a Naad as well, isn't it? Next time inshallah will come, then we'll also recite Gujarati Naad. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala said that this gathering, I want to see this. You don't know each other. And then on top of that, there's a Khan, Pathan, Chaudhary, is this and that and that. Everyone has been called. Chaudhary doesn't speak to Gujar. When there's elections, he doesn't look right, left. Allah said that I have sat you in such a place. And after you sit in one place, I'll say one thing to you that will make you sit shoulder to shoulder. Is this not the case? You haven't come here to become angels. You've come here to ask something else from Allah. Everyone is seated down, different languages, different backgrounds, different colors, different faces, different appearances. Everyone will be gathered in one place. And I'll gather in my home, Allah says. And the most beloved masjid of Bolton, subhanAllah, whose committee is very beloved, that gives us ijazah, permission to do this. May Allah Ta'ala make this masjid full and abad and full of blessings, just like they've made this masjid full with allowed dhikr to enlighten Allah's home. May Allah Ta'ala enlighten their hearts and this masjid. Look where we're sitting. Look, the verses that are written, فَبِيَيَّ لَا رَبِّكُمْ أَتْكُمْ Allah says that don't reject my ni'mas, O dhakirin, that I've sat you beneath the gumbat and let you do dhikr. SubhanAllah. When this masjid was being constructed, I think, then they probably never even thought that beneath this gumbat people come, so many thousands of people come and remember Allah. SubhanAllah. They were probably thinking something else when they construct the masjid, but that occurs what Allah Ta'ala wills. What Allah Ta'ala, so my brothers, Allah seated us, different people from different backgrounds and languages and countries. Allah says that you are sitting, then I'll make you do my dhikr. Then from my Habib's great statements, I'll make announcement that my two sahabi, they will hear this. And those two sahabi were great, Hazrat Abu Huraira and Hazrat Abu Sa'id, subhanAllah. And I will not speak about them because then the discussion will continue. Such beloved sahaba. And they said that we heard the Prophet ﷺ that when a group of people gather, assemble, they do the dhikr of Allah that we are about to do, then what happens? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give hundreds of thousands, not thousands, rather untold, infinite, all of the angels that can fit between the heavens and the earth, they come. All the angels descend, they surround the gathering. At this moment in time, I'm telling you, we are surrounded by the gatherings. Do you believe this or not, this hadith? We are gathered, surrounded by the angels. And then the angels, they surround the gathering. They spread their wings. Then Allah opens His doors of mercy near to His arsh. Then that rahmah comes and descends. And it covers and surrounds that gathering. Why? Because Allah says, I don't want anything bad or evil to affect them. I don't want shaitan to cast his evil glance towards the gathering. SubhanAllah, how Allah has prepared. Such a great jama'at doing dhikr of Allah and shaitan, he wants to attack it. So Allah says, I surround that gathering with my mercy so no evil glance can affect that gathering. Allah says, I hide it just like a child hides that gathering under her arms and her hold. Allah says, I surround the gathering with the angels and my mercy and I envelope it, seal it. Then what do I do after that? After that, a special, special rahmah of Allah descends. And only have I kept that special rahmah in Jannah. Special mercy of Allah. Allah said that in dunya, I've given the name of that rahmah, Sakina. Sakina. So Sakina then descends on those in the gathering. What is that great word? In a few seconds, imagine what we're achieving. And when Sakina descends, Allah says, then they are lost in Allah's remembrance. Then suddenly I turn towards the dunya, Allah says, then my majlis, it starts. Allah's majlis starts then. And Allah's majlis in the heavens is a special gathering with angels select. What is it? We don't even know. We cannot imagine. And amongst those special angels, we are sitting in the earth doing dhikr. And Allah in His gathering in the heavens doesn't do dhikr. Allah is proud of the gathering on the earth. Amongst these special angels, Allah says, look, this jamaat, these people in Bolton, they are sitting doing dhikr. This is such a jamaat gathering that on the day of Ashur when they will rise, then Allah says, I'll prepare for them special. I'll make the platform on the day of judgment. And there'll be platform seats of such precious jewels of marmar. And examples were given, the such precious rubies and diamonds and gold and jewels. And that jamaat will sit on those seats. Will you sit, brothers, on those seats? Yes. On the day of judgment, Allah says, I'll seat them on those platforms. And after they sit, then I will look at their faces. And their faces will shine and glow. And the people on the day of resurrection will say, Allah, who are these people whose faces are shining? Well, they'll see their faces shine and glow like the moon on the 14th night. And they will question all the people of the world on the day of resurrection. Say, Allah, who are these people? Are they prophets? And Allah will say, no, these are those people who sat in the masjid, subhanAllah. Who sat in the masjid, the house of Allah, this was their tariqah. They'd sit in the masjid, they would remember me, Allah says. These are those people, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Dhikr, the words of dhikr can never end, my friends, never. That said, so what do we need to do? Two or three actions. Number one, do tawbah, we need to repent. Will we all repent? Yes. Yes, don't risk this opportunity, don't waste it. Allah Ta'ala doesn't time and time again give opportunities. Remember, tawbah, repent, number one. We promise to Allah, we have to make some promise to Allah that Allah, this life, waste of life, time we wasted, we won't waste anymore. We'll pray Salah 5 times a day, we'll keep the beards on our faces, we'll live our lives according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after that, and third, Allah, the path to attain your love, which is to make friendship with your friend and to do dhikr of Allah. So the dhikr of Allah, qalbi dhikr, that I've told you, inshallah, you will learn that. Will we learn this, brothers? Every man should depart after learning dhikr. Don't leave empty-handed. I'll teach you within seconds. Your heart will start to do Allah, Allah, Allah. I'll tell you the tariqah and your heart will become alive with the name of Allah. That's it. Whatever you're doing well, but standing, sitting, walking, talking, sleeping, no need. Your heart will do such a maraqbah. You close your eyes and you'll start remembering Allah. Subhanallah. Opportunity is yours. Don't waste it. These three, four actions we need to do. Now, let's come to the point while we are gathered. So let's not waste time. Let's Allah saying, hurry up, start doing my dhikr. I'm waiting for you, Allah saying. I want to give you the rewards. Do you understand? So we will start doing dhikr. The tariqah of dhikr, the method, let's listen. With love, sit down with love. Relax. Relax yourselves, ease. And then we will recite some kalimat. I will recite some kalimat. And those who knows the kalimat, the verses, recite them. If you don't know those verses, recite Durood Sharif. Okay, After that, there are verses of the Qur'an. I will recite those verses. You repeat those verses loudly after me. And you will feel the good emotion. We'll recite loudly because the gathering is large. Many people have come. People don't know how to recite these verses. When we all read, they will also follow and they'll get encouragement. That's one reason of doing dhikr jahr, loud dhikr. And after that, inshallah, we will do the dhikr of the heart, dhikr qalbi, silent maraqaba in the heart. And then we will focus towards Medina and do Durood Sharif together. And then inshallah, we will do dua to Allah. And then the gathering will conclude. Shall we start this action inshallah? Okay, let's start. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Bismillah ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman. As-salamu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Musaleen. Shabhiyun al-Amin. Tahwa yazin al-Habib al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa Zawajihi Ummahatil Mu'minin wa Zurriyatihi wa Al-Baytihi kama sallaita ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kathiran kathiran kathira. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة تمام الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اجتهاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے سلسلے میں اس سال میں جو تیری رحمت میں جا چکے ہیں میرے ان کو بھی بخش دے اے میرے مولا بہت سے ساتھی ہمارے اس سال جا چکے ہیں ان کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے لاحقین میں رشتے داروں میں جاننے والوں میں یا پوری امت میں جو اس سال موت ہوئی میرے مولا سب کو بخش دے اس مسجد سے میرے مولا جو ہمارے ساتھ نماز پڑھتے تھے میرے مولا اس دنیا سے چلے گئے تیری رحمت میں چلے گئے ان کو بھی بخش دے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا اس مسجد میں جن حضرات نے عورتوں نے مردوں نے اور جن لوگوں نے مریضوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا ان کے حق میں ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما جو پریشان حال ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما جو مصیبت زدہ ان کی مصیبتوں کو دور فرما اے میرے مولا جن کے رشتے نہیں ان کے رشتوں کو فرما اے میرے مولا جو بے روزگار ہیں ان کے روزگار عطا فرما اے میرے مولا جو پریشانی ہوں ان کی پریشانی دور فرما اے میرے مولا کسی پاسپورٹ کے ویزے کے چکر میں مولا ان کو بھی دور فرما اے میرے مولا یہ بھکیاری بہت سی امیدیں لے کے تیرے دربار میں حاضر ہوئے ہیں بغیر دور سے میرے مولا تجھ سے مانگنے آئے میرے مولا تو ان کی حاجاتوں کو جانتا ہے یا کریم ان سب کی حاجاتوں کو پورا فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے مغفرت فرما دے اے میرے مولا جو بھی اچھی باتیں تو نے کلوائیں اور سنوائیں میرے مولا ان باتوں پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہم سب کو سچی توبہ نصیب فرما توبہ پہ قائم فرما استقامت نصیب فرما زاہد بنا شاکر بنا شکر کرنے والا بنا صبر کرنے والا بنا یا اللہ تو تحمل کرنے والا بنا یا اللہ سکون عطا فرما رحمتیں عطا فرما فضل عطا فرما انعام عطا فرما یا میرے مولا دائمی نماز سے ہمیں نواز دے یا اللہ دائم نماز سے ہمیں نواز دے اے میرے مولا ہمیں ایسا نہ بنا کہ ہم ہدایت پہ آنے کے بعد پیچھے راستے پہ چلے جائیں یا اللہ ہمیں ہدایت پہ قائم فرما دے یا اللہ شیطان و نفس کے شرور و شیطانوں سے ہمیں بچا لے اے میرے مولا اسے سچے انسان کی محبت نصیب فرما, اس کی صحبت نصیب فرما, اس کی دعائیں نصیب فرما, اس کی نصیحتیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہم آوارہ ہیں, ہم ہدایت عطا فرما, ہم گمراہ ہیں بھٹکے ہیں میرے مولا, تو ہمیں ہدایت پہ لیا, مرنے سے پہلے پہلے میرے مولا ہمیں تو ہدایت نصیب فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہمیں ایسی زندگی عطا فرما جو گناہوں سے پاک ہو میرے مولا. یا اللہ سکون والی زندگی عطا فرما. یا اللہ ساری مصیبتیں گناہوں کی میرے مولا گناہوں کے دور فرما دے, اپنے ذکر کی لذت نصیب فرما دے. اللہ اپنی لذت کی چاشنی نصیب فرما دے, صبح اور شام دائم ذکر کرنے والا بنا دے. یا اللہ ہماری بہن و ماؤں کو بھی حیا کا پردہ نصیب فرما دے, حیا نصیب فرما دے, چار دیواری نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ چار دیواری نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ جن کے گھروں میں سکونی نہیں ہے میرے مولا, اولاد نافرمان ہے میرے مولا, موزانہ طور پر ان کے اولاد کو تو فرما بردار بنا دے. یا اللہ ان کے اولادوں کو فرما بردار بنا دے, ہدایت عطا فرما, دین پہ چلنا سکھا دے. جن کے خاوند میرے مولا دین پہ نہیں چلتے ان کے خاوندوں کو دین عطا فرما, جن کی عورتیں دین پہ نہیں ہیں میرے مولا ان کو دین عطا فرما. اے میرے مولا اس بستی کے اندر کتنے بڑے زاکرین کی جماعت آئی ہے, تو اللہ تیرے قرآن میں احادیث کے اندر ان کی تعریفیں آئی ہیں میرے مولا, تو اپنے فضل اس ساری بستی کو ان کے صدقے سے میرے رحمتیں عطا فرما. یا اللہ برکتیں نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا اس مسجد کے اندر تو خصوصاً میرے مولا تو اپنی رحمت عطا فرما, اور ہمیشہ ہمیشہ اس میں ذکر جاری فرما. یا اللہ اس مسجد کے جو انتظامی ہے, جو کمیٹی میرے مولا اور جو ان اس ذکر کے اندر حصہ لیتے ہیں میرے مولا, تو ان کو میرے مولا خوب ترقی نصیب فرما. میرے مولا ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما, ان پہ رحمتیں نازل فرما, ان کی بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا جو بھی لوگ اس مسجد میں خدمت کر رہے ہیں علم کے لحاظ سے, تبلیغ کے لحاظ سے, دین کے لحاظ سے, تمام کے کاموں میں برکت نصیب فرما, تبلیغی جماعت میں برکت نصیب فرما, لوگوں کو ان کے ساتھ جڑنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ان کے ساتھ نکلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا مل جل کر ہم سب کو کام کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, یہاں کے جوانوں کو میرے مولا ہدایت دینے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان کے گھروں سے پکڑ پکڑ مسجد لانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا اس بستی کو ساری کو زاکرین کر دے, عابدین کر دے. اے میرے مولا نیک کر دے, یہاں کی بچیوں کو حیا دار کر دے. اے میرے مولا حیا سکھا دے, گھر میں بیٹھنا سکھا دے. یا اللہ علمی دین سکھا دے, جن بچیوں نے دین سیکھا ہے اس پہ عمل سکھا دے. اے میرے مولا آوارگیوں سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما لے. آج اس رات میں دنیا آوارگی کر رہی ہے میرے مولا, تیرا فضل تیرا کرم کیسا ہے کہ تو ہم سب کی بخشش کر رہا ہے, ہم سب کو تو اپنا ولی بنا رہا ہے, ہم سب پہ تو اپنے انعامات نازل کر رہا ہے. یہی تیری رحمت ہے, یہی تیری رحمت ہے, یہی تیری نعمت ہے. یا اللہ اس پہ ہمیں شکر کرنے والا بنا. یا اللہ پھر تو ہمیں یہ مجمع اگلے سال نصیب فرما, اس سے زیادہ لوگوں کو ترغیب دے, رجوع کرا میرے مولا, اور ہمیں اگلے سال تک اس پہ قائم فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, والسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.